Welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. It's Wednesday, January 10th, and first thing on the show today, the Lookout Wild Film Festival, now in its sixth year in Chattanooga, is committed to showcasing wild places and the people they inspire. WUTC's Richard Winham is speaking with the festival's director, Andy Johns. Their goal at the festival is to show the kinds of stories that Johns hopes will inspire all of us to live more in the moment.
You know, when we started off, there was a big perception that these films were somebody going over a waterfall in a kayak with techno music in the background. Nobody would want to watch that for 4 days, you know. We've had a lot of people come up to us and say they're surprised about the stories and the characters, and really that's what we're looking at.
Andy Johns has been organizing the Lookout Wild Film Festival since its inception 6 years ago. He moved to Chattanooga 9 years ago, fell in love with the beauty of the city and the surrounding country, and together with a few friends, began designing a film festival he hoped would celebrate life in the wild around Chattanooga, if possible, as well as across the country and around the world.
Very early on, we decided that we wanted to go our own way. We wanted to be sure that not all of our films that we showed were Montana and Utah and California, because they, you know, those are beautiful states. And, you know, I've been lucky enough to spend a little bit of time out there, and it's fantastic. But we have some pretty incredible resources here in the Smokies and North Georgia, all over Tennessee. And it's been very rewarding to see more Southeastern films showing up in this year and the previous year than there were those early years. Those first few years, it was really a struggle to find something that was not Montana or Utah or Colorado, you know, like the big outdoor destinations. But this year, you know, I'm very pleased we have several with either Tennessee or Georgia, kind of a local focus to the films.
That first year, they began with about 20 hours of films to choose from. This year, they began with 103 hours, 300 films submitted by filmmakers from 27 different countries. A group of 12 volunteers divide up the films with two people watching each film. This year at the festival, they plan to show 78 films, ranging in length from 2.5 minutes to 80 minutes, with most of the films being relatively short. One film is 80 minutes long, one is 45 minutes long, the rest are a half hour or less.
The ones that we picked are the ones that had stories, the ones that made you feel things, you know, kind of a warning. If you come to the Lookout Wild Film Festival, you may feel things. So we have one film this year with a dog in it, but the dog does not die this year. So that is one important thing from in years past. The longest film we have programmed this year is 80 minutes, and it's called Coming to My Senses. It's a story of a man who is injured in a off-road motorcycle accident, and doctors told him he had a low percentage of ever feeding himself again. And he decides that not only is he going to feed himself again, but he is going to walk across Death Valley. You know, that, and I'm getting chill bumps talking about it.
Is he the person who made the film?
Yes, he's, well, you know, it takes a team to
you
do
would think.
It for sure.
So he had other people undertaking this crossing with him. He didn't do it by himself, huh?
No, when he's going across, he's unsupported.
So how far is it to cross the valley? How many miles is that? Do you know?
The film in front of me, I was looking to see if the description says what it was. Okay. To cross a 20-mile tract of Death Valley unsupported on foot.
On foot?
On foot.
Yeah, so.
And from somebody who just a few years before that was told he'd probably never feed himself again. That's dramatic. Yeah, you can tell why it makes a good film.
How long did it take him to cross?
That would be a significant journey for me or you or anybody to get out there and do that. But it took him several nights out there to get the 20 miles.
So he has trouble walking.
He does. He does. He's got a cart that's got his water and his other stuff.
So a walker?
It looks kind of like that, yeah.
Did he need it to support himself?
I believe that he's walking with a cane most of the other times.
A couple of other films focus on people overcoming what would seem to be overwhelming odds. One's about a man with only one leg, who nevertheless rides a mountain bike, using just one leg to propel it. Another's the story of a mountain climber, a woman, who only has one arm. And then there's the story of the woman from California.
I think our shortest film this year is 2 minutes and 41 seconds. It's actually my favorite film of the year. It's called Why Not Now? It's a story of Vivian, who lives in California, and she is in her 40s and very overweight. And her doctor says, you've got to do something. She's never learned to swim, but she decides that she's going to. And she is blind, and she's an African-American. And for on both of those things, folks are saying blind people don't swim. And people are also saying African-Americans as a population don't usually swim. And she kind of bucks both of those trends. And she's just such a great character. The audience is going to fall in love with her. And so I'm excited to show that one.
Other films in the Lookout Wild Film Festival, as you might imagine, focus on some of the challenges facing the planet.
We have a filmmaker flying in from New Zealand this year. He has a film that we're showing at the festival called Bear's Ears, which, of course, has been in the news lately out in Utah. That's a film that we are showing on Friday night, and Bear's Ears kind of looks at this area. Like I said, it's been kind of controversial lately with the big reductions that the current administration has put on the National Monument. It kind of gives you an exploration of what it is out there, what that land is, because it's one thing to hear about it. It's another thing to see it on a big 30-foot screen and kind of know what's out there. It's got a lot of stories from the Native American perspective out there and just kind of well-rounded story about their hiking trip through Bear's Ears. So that's an example of one that's kind of newsworthy.
Another film looking at the increasing amount of discarded plastic in the oceans made by a filmmaker from Hawaii is called
Kai Lenny Crosses the Hawaiian Islands is a perfect example of what the Lookout Wild Film Festival is all about. It's a short film, and a lot of ours are. This one is about 7.5 minutes long. It's about a guy crossing from island to island, either on a stand-up paddleboard or surfboard. I think they do one of the traditional paddling vessels that was used by the islanders in the past. So it's an adventure, but while he's there, he's also looking at the different beaches and saying, look, this is paradise. But if you look close, you see all this plastic and you see, you know, he's from Maui. He's seen it his whole life. And it's, you know, from a distance, it's beautiful. But you get up close and you start to see the effects of all of the, you know, like you said, the plastic with the Pacific garbage patch and, you know, all of that. There's a lot more to it than just, like I said, the straight up adventure film.
And two films this year showcase Chattanooga.
One is called When the Dust Settles, and it looks at the Chattanooga Girls Leadership Academy. And they have paired the girls at that school with wild Mustangs from out west. And it tells the story of both the girls in the program. Many of them have gone through a lot of hardship and are in a good place now. And the Mustangs, there's a lot of issues with them out west with whether or not they're overpopulating the area and then how to control populations and kind of a tough, harsh upbringing for the Mustangs as well, and pairing them together, it's kind of the outdoors, you know, getting the girls on the horses, which, you know, a lot of them had not seen a horse up close like that before, and to get over that fear and then to get them outdoors with the horses, and you know there's a lot of parallels that the filmmaker makes between the two. Last year we premiered a film about Lula Lake. This year we've got one called Lookout Mountain Conservancy, and it's about the land trust, the Lookout Mountain Conservancy up there on the mountain, partnering with Howard High School, where they have students from Howard go up there and intern with the land trust. And it's important to remember that as we're talking about what an outdoor city is for Chattanooga, it needs to be that for everybody. And it needs to have that those opportunities for everybody, and everybody needs to get that exposure. And it talks about the difference it's made for those kids and, you know, the ability to see a place like that and just kind of have their horizons opened up a little bit. It's a very very good story. And again, it's another one wrapped up in 7 minutes and 30 seconds. Again, with these films, we had no idea when we started this festival that the films and the stories and the characters were going to be as inspiring as they are. But every year, people come up to me and they say, you know, that film you showed last year has inspired me to do this year. And maybe that's just visit a state park nearby or walk part of the river walk they've never been on before. In one case, it was a couple that quit their job and drove to Patagonia. But you know, the stories are just kind of ask that question, what's holding you back from doing what you want, from being who you want, from being where you want to be? A couple of the films that we have this year, one of them is called Max Your Days. And yeah, that's kind of it, is get the most you can out of your days because you never know how many you're going to have. You know, just take advantage of the opportunities you're given, whatever they may be.
The Lookout Wild Film Festival opens on Thursday, January 18th, and continues through Sunday, January 21st. in the Walker Theatre above the Memorial Auditorium in Chattanooga. Details are on the website, lookoutfilmfestival.org. For WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Richard Winham.